Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. Hey, so we've covered a lot about meeting new people. First, you know, we talked about where to go. And then the second one, which was yesterday, we talked about making great first impressions, as well as the art of mingling. And today, we're going to talk about the real, because we can't forget that along this journey, there are some things that you may encounter, which are rejections and setbacks. But fear not, this segment is all about how to handle them with grace and resilience. So if you're with it, stay tuned.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So picture this, you put yourself out there, dressed up, got on out there, smelling good, looking good, and you met a person, had a great conversation, and things are going well. So you thought, right? They're smiling, you're smiling, they're laughing, you're laughing, all that good stuff. But then when it's time to seal the deal, like get them digits, you find out that the person you were interested in wasn't available or interested in you. And heck, it happens. It doesn't feel good because you're like, dang, I could have saved that 5-6 minutes worth of conversation on somebody else, but they're not available. It happens to all of us. Sometimes we read into things or a person's politeness or niceness or their conversation as they're interested when they really aren't. I've certainly experienced my fair share of rejection and setbacks, and it's completely normal to feel disappointed. However, the way we react to these moments can make all the difference in our dating journey. Back in the day, before I had a car, many of you may be able to relate to this, I would on weekends go to the mall. Like, I would ask somebody to get me to the mall. And sometimes I would have my guy cousin with me. And I would notice how he'd make his little rounds to try to get numbers. And this whole time, up until maybe the third time I went with him, up to this time, I was thinking he was getting all these girls' numbers. No, he was getting a lot of no's. Because I remember there was a time in which he was talking about something. I was like, well, those girls you talked to, he was like, I ain't get a number yet. And if my cousin at the age of 15, maybe, can go through, you can too. If he can go through that, you can do it, I can do it. It builds up our resilience. It does. So number one, I want to talk about resilience. When you embrace rejection as an opportunity for growth, you look at it differently. Now, the no's that he was probably getting from 14 and 15-year-old girls is different than the type of no's that we get as adults. And let me tell you what it looks like for those of you who've never had a chance to experience it. You're talking, you're vibing with someone, and you're thinking they feel you the way you feel them. And you basically ask, hey, can I call you later? And they say, oh, I got a man. You know, Or, I don't think that's a good idea. Or, I'm married. And as a man, you're probably looking like, I did not see a wedding ring on your finger, but okay. And sometimes men take it a step further and say, oh, you can't have a friend. No means no every day of the week. But it's that resilience that is built when you are okay with receiving no, despite how big of a mistake they're making. Because they don't know how wonderful you are. It's their fault, but it's their loss. Each setback can teach you something valuable about yourself and preferences. And it can really and truly help build your confidence. Now, I know it may sound counterintuitive, but how confident of a person can you be to get a no and bounce back and 5 seconds later get a yes from a person who may have been a better match for you anyway? The beauty about resilience is that you don't give up. You don't crawl back into the corner and lick your wounds. Everyone has been rejected. Even that person that told you no has been rejected before in some shape or form. And I want to tell you about this because this is so very important. I want you to understand this and I want you to know this really, 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 really bad. Sometimes that no is a blessing. How many of you listening to my voice right now can rattle off at least 3 or 4 names of people that you wish you never met, that you wish you never dated, that you wish you never been in a relationship with? Why? Because the relationship left you with disappointments, some scars and wounds, right? Some of those relationships you probably wish never happened despite the lesson that you got out of it. I'll say this, and I've said this plenty of times before. I don't have to go through the lesson to understand the lesson. I'm pretty studious. I can watch somebody else go through it and learn from that. Please, no more lessons for D. D done got all the lessons she needs, right? So sometimes that conversation with that guy that smelled good, that conversation with the girl with the beautiful, beautiful smile that led to a no, you can't have my number, was just a blessing for you. It was just a blessing. The second thing I want to tell you about is perspective. Understand that rejection is not a reflection of your worth. They don't know how dope you are, period. In a discussion, they just don't know it. It's not their fault that they're missing out. And it certainly isn't your fault. They just missed out on a bomb ass person. Regardless if it turned into something romantic or something like a great friendship. And a lot of us are not even looking for friendships, so let's just keep it real. They missed out on a great person, and that's fine. It's not their fault. It is just their loss. Sometimes that no is just a matter of a compatibility. You may think you guys are over there chop, chop, chopping it up, and your personalities, they can kind of already tell that it's not a match romantically. They're not faking it. They just know romantically, maybe your humor doesn't line up with their humor as it relates to compatibility on a love scale, on a dating or relationship scale. Okay. And it's simply a matter of timing. Person could be in a relationship, could be dating exclusively, right? And they may feel obligated to the person that they're dating exclusively. They may feel obligated, which I hope so, to the person that they're in a relationship with. Compatibility and timing. Remember, with every experience, It is a learning opportunity. After you go through a couple of no's, or what we call curves, then you just realize that it is genuinely hit and miss. It's nothing personal. It is a straight numbers game. Nothing more, nothing less. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. Don't take it to heart. Don't take it personal. It is what it is. Like I said, it's their loss. Tip number three. If only if you feel comfortable, communicate with some of your closest friends. Let them know how the interaction went and see if they can give you any tips. You could have said something you thought was clever that you do all the time, and then your friend says, I know you didn't say that. Don't do that. I had a good friend of mine. She loves sports. And every time she would have a conversation, and this is generally with, if a guy approaches her, she approaches a guy, she starts talking about stats. She finds out they like football, and then she starts talking about stats. And she is, I promise you, she could probably go on any game show and rattle off statistics and history. She can go with it. And I didn't know. I'm not in earshot, or the times I would be with her, not really paying attention or listening to when a guy walks up to her, right? But she talked to her brother, and her brother was like, cut that out. Don't nobody want to sit up there and talk to you. This is his words. All day, and they just trying to get your number. And she's intent. She's a diehard football fan of the Dallas Cowboys. And you know how Cowboy fans are. And so she stopped it. Sometimes people that are in our circle, if we trust them enough to let them know, hey, I'm getting a lot. What do you think? They may give you tips. They may tell you what you're doing wrong, or they may continue to give you the positive feedback to boost you up to where you can continue to get into that race. Don't be afraid to seek support from friends and loved ones. If you talk about your experiences with the people that you trust, it can help you process your emotions, as well as gain new perspectives. And the last thing I want to share with you is that it is so very important to protect your self-confidence, your self-esteem, and do not allow it to impact your self-worth. Typically, as in our society, is quite typical for a man to approach. But more and more so, we are seeing women approach, which is fine. I ain't doing it, but it's perfectly fine. Women that go out and get what they want, they go out there and do it. They get rejected just the same way men get rejected. Not the same exact way, but a no is a no, and it happens, regardless if you're male or female. The thing that, if you're a woman in listening to this, the thing that you have to understand about men is because in society, women, for the most part, expect men to approach. They got one up on us. as it relates to being used to hearing no. A guy at the club may approach six women and go home with no number, similar to my cousin when we would go to the mall. He may get zero numbers on Friday. And then on Saturday, go to the same club or another club or an outing and walk away with two. The four no's that he got did not stop him, did not make him run inside the house and never go out again or never approach a person again. If they can do it, and I'm not advocating approaching a man for the women that are listening. What I'm advocating is when the conversation is going, approach if you want to, but when the conversation is going, whether or not you're a guy that's listening and you're approaching or being approached or you're a woman, vice versa, be okay with the rejection if you go in for the kill, which means go in for the number. I've had times where a guy did so much conversation, chitter chatter with me to where I was like, are you going to ask for my number? Seal the deal, make it short and sweet, and keep it moving. It's not an interview. Have a little bit of, conversation back and forth, smile, get a feel for it, and then ask for the number. Or, like some people, hey, how are you doing? You looking nice. Are you single? That is your way of getting a yes, I'm interested, or no, I'm not. Keep it short, keep it sweet, and keep it pushing. Especially because a lot of people, they go out, they're out there with their friends. They're having a good time. They don't want to spend the whole night trying to talk to you while you wait to build the confidence to seal the deal. So seal the deal, get that no real quick, get that yes real quick, so you can keep it pushing. So you can keep it pushing. To wrap up this segment, I want you to know that rejection and setbacks are a natural part of dating. I prefer to get it up front than for you to waste or spend, or for me to waste 2 weeks of my time and fade off, right? Rejection and setbacks are a natural part of dating. They do not define your worth. They can lead to personal growth and better matches. So understand that the choice is yours. It is a numbers game. And whatever it is, just be happy that you are getting out in the world, meeting people, and you eventually will reach and meet your person. But this is kind of like the ugly side of getting to know people and getting out there and getting that initial phone number. So good luck. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.